Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story at WBBM is the biggest question many families are facing right now. The answers are very different based on where they live. Today, suburban leaders are talking about how their school districts are deciding how to move forward with the new school year in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. WBBM's political editor Craig Delamore reports.
Amid other issues, the debate over suburban schools reopening played out during the Metropolitan Planning Council forum. Keith Peacow, mayor of South Suburban Orland Park, favors kids going back to classrooms because they're less likely to get the more deadly form of the coronavirus.
I think it's really important that we look at all the facts associated with COVID and young people and make fact-based decisions about this. And I think we have to quit looking at things as it's shut down or stay open.
But North Chicago Mayor Leon Rockingham fears children transmitting the virus to adults.
The children are less susceptible of getting it and being really hurt by it. But the teachers that are there, again, are our big concern.
His city will begin with remote learning only. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And whether you're in the suburbs or the city of Chicago, the latest numbers released by the state shows coronavirus is still a big concern. Health officials reporting 1,953 new cases across the state, the highest one-day total since Memorial Day. 21 additional deaths also linked to the virus. State labs processed more than 41,000 COVID tests yesterday. The positivity rate over the last week is back up to an average of 4%. Leaders at the University of Illinois briefed faculty members and others today on plans to reopen the Champaign-Urbana campus. Their plans include twice-weekly testing on students, staff, and faculty, and contact tracing and other protections.
There's no single magic bullet to contain COVID-19 on campus, but a concerted suite of mitigation measures is effective in minimizing the risk.
The university had Nigel Goldenfeld, a professor of physics, and Sergei Maslov, a professor of bioengineering and physics, giving a somewhat exhaustive Zoom briefing detailing their work with data and modeling with the ultimate goal of maximizing safety on campus. Here's Professor Goldenfeld.
When you look at the synergistic combination of frequent testing, contact tracing, isolation, universal masks, restricting class size, app-based exposure notification, we can bring the epidemic to manageable and relatively safe levels.
The professors are part of a team of scientists tapped by the state to work on the pandemic response. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The uncertainty surrounding the start of school during the coronavirus pandemic is filtering down to youth sports, but doctors and athletes say it's possible to get kids back on the field and the courts safely.
Former Chicago Bears orthopedic surgeon Dr. Gregory Primus, as owner of the CSO Sports Multiplex, has everything to lose by highlighting the dangers of COVID-19 in young children, as halting youth sports activities does affect his pocketbook. But he says the transmission is real among youth and questionnaires are unreliable.
So the only way that we can really get a sense of the risk is testing. Mandatory testing.
The doctor says these discussions and methods need to take place immediately, and he even brought along a group of all-star athletes to attest to the importance of mentorship gained from youth sports in their own success. including NBA star Kendall Gill.
We need to get our kids tested so that they can come in here so that they can have some type of physical outlet.
From the MCO Sports Complex in Hyde Park, Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago police say a man is now charged after firing several shots at officers responding to a domestic dispute. One officer was seriously wounded after being shot in the leg. That happened around 3:30 in the morning yesterday at a home near 13th and Lawndale. Anthony Marks faces a number of charges, including five counts of attempted murder. A mystery surrounding reptiles that lived more than 240 million years ago has perplexed researchers for nearly 170 years. It appears to have been solved by experts at the Field Museum.
In 1852, a fossil of a reptile that had long, hollow bones and a neck three times longer than its torso left researchers with as many questions as it provided answers. Some researchers thought the reptile flew and was similar to pterodactyls. Others thought it lived in water. Researchers at the Field Museum and the University of Zurich in Switzerland used CT scans of the reptiles to reconstruct them and confirm that they were water creatures. They also determined that there were smaller and larger species of the reptile, which could coexist because they hunted different prey. One paleontologist at the field says he's been studying the creatures for more than 30 years, and solving the mystery is extremely satisfying. Jim Gotis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.